Mr. Kubicek, thank you for all your work on that.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. All right. Ms. Collins, is the rest of the town board going to get this letter as well? Okay, please do. Thank you. All right. Item number 12.
From the Director, Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding progress of a request for proposals for architectural design services for a new mental health facility to the Committees on Transportation and Public Works and Transit, and also to Finance and Audit. TPW did not address this item at their meeting.
Okay. Joining us at the table is Greg Hyde. Good morning, Mr. Hyde.
Madam Chair, good morning. My name is Greg Hyde. I'm the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services, and we're now a part of DAS Facilities Management Division. Regardless, we saw in the resolution that we were expected to deliver reports to Finance and to this committee, this committee, it's on the agenda, and here's the report as regards the RFP for architectural design services for a new mental health facility. The background is that we have met with Behavioral Health Division and Health and Human Services staff and reviewed the facility committee plan and the agenda and the resolution. In keeping with the timeline that was requested or directed by that resolution, we developed an RFP. A cover letter for that RFP is attached to this report. The project team decided to divide the consultant services scope into project programming and project design. In doing that, we assumed that the programming piece was going to take some effort, more than a usual capital project, because of all of the other issues that you've been discussing in the items before this. So there is a provision in there to review that and work up something that is going to satisfy the needs of BHD and the community. The rest of that, the project design is rather straightforward. Those are the typical steps for a project of this kind: schematic design, design development, construction documents. At each of those steps, we have an estimated cost that would be developed at the end of each of those stages. The tentative schedule is laid out as far as we could lay it out for you. Right now, this report is dated February 14th. Since that time, a lot has happened in that regard. We did receive proposals from six consultants, and the project team is currently in review of those proposals, and The timeline has slipped a little bit as far as interviewing the top three consultants. In your report, it talks about March 15th. We anticipate now that would be complete by April 13th, and a selection probably would be made around April 17th, and ready to bring that recommendation back to this committee and back to the county board as far as selecting a consultant and hiring a consultant and making that commitment of funding. I gave various dates in there after a contract award. Those were proposed to the consulting community to give them a sense of the time frame we're looking at. Essentially, after a consultant has been awarded this contract, it would probably be about two and a half to three years from the time we were given the go-ahead to design or to begin to work with the consultant to the completion of the facility. The dates that are in there are subject to change. I guess in hearing what I heard in the last couple of items, there are these next steps that are required. We are not planning on moving ahead with any commitment of funding, nor can we. We need to get approval from the board to do that. The second constraint there in next steps is that there are a lot of these items that DHHS and BHD are going to need to work through to allow us to have a scope of work that we can really get detailed on. And then, of course, the third paragraph addresses these others options of leasing or engaging a private developer or a public-private partnership or leveraging property owned at the grounds for public-private partnerships. These are all ideas and concepts that may be implemented. So at this point, I'm reporting to you where we've gotten to date, and you'll get another report, an updated report, in the next meeting cycle, whenever that would be. And with that, I could take any questions you might have.
Supervisor Rice?
Just a comment. I appreciate the fact, Mr. High, that you're doing what the board had instructed in terms of the timing. But it's clear, and I think you recognize that the cart is a little bit ahead of the horse here, and that the policy directive needs to be established before we proceed. It's unfortunate that, you know, these vendors and potential service providers have gone through this process, because it's an expensive undertaking sometimes for them to respond to these RFPs. And so I think you've gotten the message from the previous item that we ought to be hearing from all of the stakeholders and get their directive and then take proper action through this committee and through the board before we move to these next action steps. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. All right, Supervisor Jerson.
Thank you, and I think, Mr. Hyatt, I completely concur with Supervisor Rice in his comments. You reported on the information you were requested to report on from an engineering architectural point of view, and really my question isn't for Mr. High, but mm-hmm. it does go to the resolution that's attached to this, and if my colleagues would look at the resolution, we have lines 284 through 296. Be it further resolved that the reports mentioned shall also explore and report on appropriate alternatives to Milwaukee County owning a mental health facility, including but not limited to options of leasing, engaging a private developer to build a new hospital for Milwaukee County in exchange for long-term guaranteed lease payments, which is a build-lease arrangement, or public-private partnerships developed through a mental health care authority model, which would shift Milwaukee County's role from being mainly a direct provider of care to a placement agency, allowing for the flexibility of obtaining reimbursements for care given at fully integrated hospitals instead of a standalone mental health facility, in which federal rules prohibit Medicaid reimbursements for patient care received in such facility. Such report shall further explore the options of leveraging property owned at the county grounds for public-private partnerships to realize the goal of providing the best care for mental health patients while also maximizing reimbursements for the county. I read that at length because we set it out in this resolution. I think this is a question for Mr. Colon, and I don't know if he's been hearing a word I've been saying because he's back there, and I apologize for not alerting you. But I would like to know if we could get from Director Colon whether a report on this phase of the resolution is also being prepared, or are we also, is it premature to even discuss that?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, we have not started preparing that report. We discussed that at the last fiscal work group, which some county board staff and county executive staff and Department of Audit and DHHS staff attended, and we also feel, as we indicated in the new facility report, it's slightly premature in terms of where are we going once we get to the point where we're looking at all of those options. Obviously, the department, with the lead of the fiscal work group and the Mental Health Redesign Task Force, would look at those options as well as the new building with Greg High and his team.
Okay, and I can accept that response. I just kind of read this to make sure we're not forgetting this piece, and it sounds like you're not forgetting it. I've been doing a little homework on this myself. I actually was invited to Aurora Roy St. Luke South Shore, which is in my district, and they had a little tour of their facility, and they have a behavioral health floor. Mm-hmm. And I went and looked at it, and they were kind enough to allow their top person who addresses these issues to be on the tour and to have some time to talk with me. And what I learned is Aurora, who has a huge Dewey complex very close to the county grounds, actually already has a contracted services for seven counties surrounding Milwaukee County. Now, keep in mind, Milwaukee County is the only county that has its own behavioral health, mental health hospital. But the only one. Everybody else apparently does contracted services through Aurora or others. And we have two state-owned mental health facilities. Now, I was told that that contracted services, most of those other counties find the state facility way too expensive. And, of course, we've heard that our own behavioral health delivery of service is cheaper than the state. But I'm not so sure that's even a fair test anymore. I mean, the rest of the counties that don't build their own mental health hospital already have recognized that. And they're doing contracted services to address meeting mental health needs. I would like to see, since we already have seven counties surrounding us, contracting with Aurora. And by the way, their main facility is in Milwaukee County. Isn't that interesting? And if we're going to build a mental health hospital, it may be we need to look at this regionally. Because Milwaukee County is never going to be able to afford what we're looking to do. And I know people aren't telling us that. I've already reached that conclusion separately. And we've heard from Pam Bryant and others that we don't have the wherewithal within our debt service limits under our policies to build a hospital. So, you know, there are creative solutions that are being looked at outside of Milwaukee County, but those services are being met inside Milwaukee County, which I find interesting. And I know we've got some expertise at the table here, and I'll shut up in just a minute and let them speak. But we really are in a dangerous position if we're going to head down a road with a preconceived conclusion. And I keep cautioning the board not to do that. We need to be very open. I think Paula Lucy and the whole team is doing a tremendous job in meeting this redesign. And I applaud them for doing what they're doing. They are heading down the redesign road in a good way. Everyone I've talked to tells me they're doing a great job. I know Rob Hankin, when we had the report at our long-range strategic planning commission, was very impressed about what's going on and congratulated Paula Lucy and said he wished that when he was the director of Health and Human Needs, where Paula Lucy is or had been and where Mr. Colon is now, he wishes he would have been able to implement such a program. So that's kind of the glowing report from people who know what they're talking about. But, you know, I just think we need to be very careful about how we're proceeding. And then the last thing I'll say is, you know, we heard from Parks yesterday, and they need about $15 million a year to address all of the issues that we've got in terms of deferred maintenance from Parks. You know, we're hearing from a lot of different people on all these capital needs. And we really have no capacity to be the only county that's looking at building a new mental health facility. So we need to stop that, and we need to get on the right road of collaboration, working with counties, working with the private sector, letting Paula Lucy continue down this road of redesign of mental health, and start being cooperative in that regard. So thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Looks like Mr. Kubicek wants to respond.
Just, Madam Chair, Supervisors, just a response to the Aurora question. Milwaukee County does contract with Aurora, sure, and all five of the private psychiatric hospitals. We transfer about 1,400 patients a year to those hospitals. It's a way for us to keep our doors open. It's important, and I think you're absolutely right on the mark, that we're really focusing a lot on trying to maintain our inpatient capacity for folks who are indigent, who are too acute to be treated in the private hospital system. And we're making some inroads even there, that the private hospital systems are taking more and more, and they're expanding the exclusion criteria of the type of individual that they will accept and transfer. It's early in the year. It's early in 2012, but our month of February was the lowest inpatient admissions that we have ever had in our history. So we're really working diligently. We're working on trying to train law enforcement officers in terms of trying to explore alternatives to voluntary or involuntary holds and trying to keep people in the community in which they live. And that's what doesn't take any money to train police officers other than time, and that's what we've been doing so far this year. And it may be a blip, it may be just the first couple months of the year, and I would anticipate those numbers are going to come up. However, it's a pretty good indication so far this year.
And the last thing, I pulled out a aerial view of the mental health complex. It is huge with lots of wings, and I tried to sit down.
I haven't figured out now.
I'm not going to ask for it right now, but I asked them to actually identify all of these different wings. And if we are going to insist on looking at the facilities piece before we get through the patient-centered piece, I would actually like for Mr. High to, you know, instead of just addressing the whole issue of are we going to build a new hospital, whether we can use some or parts of this really big puzzle. But it's obvious just from an aerial view that these are separate buildings that can be cordoned off, used part of, destroyed part of. You know, there are more options just than just looking at one new hospital. This thing was built in 1976. It reminds me of this bigger issue in the community about whether we should build a new basketball stadium. Gee, we just built one in the 1980s. Is that going to be how long we keep buildings around here? So, I mean, there is another issue with regard to that. And even the folks here weren't quite able to identify all the wings, but I'm going to ask the whole board, or at least the whole committee, to get this with identified parts, if we could, because it's a big complex with lots of separate buildings. So thank you, Madam Chair, for that last piece.
And I think that Dr. Hardy, at least up here, has a plan for that facility that makes everything. Am I right?
He
talks about it all the time. So he absolutely, if you go out, if you take a tour with him, he'll show you exactly where he thinks everything should be and where everything should go.
I want to go on that tour, so if you guys could arrange it for me, I'd love it.
I think another really interesting side note to this, to the whole discussion on a new facility is that one of the major hospitals is now starting its own intensive treatment unit, which is, when we started this process, something that I said, you know, eventually with, you know, the passage of, national health care and other things, it's going to make this more lucrative for people, and that's going to make them want to do this. So, and it's actually happened. So I'm not as crazy as everybody thought originally I was. And, you know, it is something that we're going to see the expansion of. And just for the record, and correct me if I'm wrong, but every person within Milwaukee County who becomes hospitalized in a mental health facility does come through to be evaluated at mental health. Is that correct?
I'll say 98%.
Okay.
There are a few that our crisis team is able to see in the emergency rooms and directly admit to a private psychiatric hospital without having to come through PCS.
Right.
We'd like to do more of those, but once it happens very seldom.
Could I follow up?
Yes,
Madam Chair, are we doing that for out-of-county folks, too, since Aurora's bringing all these folks in here?
No.
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 You're just talking
just
only
Milwaukee
County.
County. County.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Is there any other comments or questions?
Yeah, clarification. You're talking about only the involuntary.
No, everybody. So, like, if you were to call your insurance company and say that you were having some type of mental health issue, they would direct you to behavioral health, and then you would know?
No.
This is
only involuntary folks.
Only involuntary.
Only folks who are involuntary.
Private. Okay.
If you have a private hospital or a private insurance, we would ask that you go to the private hospital system.
Okay.
And we will always have that piece because of the statutes, 5155.
Right.
You know, chapters 5155 protect and placement. The courts are involved. The you know, people are entitled to due process hearings. We will always have that piece.
Okay. All right. Is there any other comments or questions on this? Okay, so I guess my question is for Ms. Collins. Then where do we go from here with this particular report?
Madam Chair, Supervisor, it's the pleasure of the committee. If you want to get that,
so we have already
adopted by the committee resolution.
Okay.
Sign your intent, whatever you'd like to do.
Madam Chair. We've already successfully completed the requirements of the resolution that was created by the facilities committee. Is that correct?
False. False.
Well, Madam Chair, I think that number of issues in that resolution were responded to. It was a very detailed and lengthy resolution, and I think the President Chair
thank you.
Pointed out
ignored
earlier, there might be some report forthcoming.
Okay. But I mean, in regards to the report that was before us with the RFP and the response to the RFP, that particular portion of the resolution from the redesign committee, that is, I mean, so basically what I'm asking is that there is no further follow-up that's needed on that particular. It said that we needed to send out an RFP. It didn't say that we needed to select a vendor now and move forward at this particular moment in time, or does it?
Madam Chair specifically says that A, B, and D authorize the director to issue an RFP for architectural design services for the new facility, the results of which shall be included in the report submitted to the Committees on Health and Human Needs and Finance and Audit in March.
Okay.
And then a portion of the 2010 budgeted funds remain in the allocated contingency fund within capital funds shall be used for the new facility.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I mean, you could look at that and suggest that
we've satisfied
that. Or that you did not have any results in this report,
so
you might
want to
do that as well.
Okay. Alex, what's the fiscal note on this particular report with the RFPs? Is there one?
Sorry, that's Greg High's area.
Madam Chair, as far as the fiscal note, we don't have any funding to do this, so my operating budget is eating the cost of this. But we plan to continue the process until we achieve a selection of a consultant, the most qualified consultant, and at that point we would stop and bring that recommendation back to the board.
Is there a reason why you haven't used the allocated contingency fund to help pay for this process? Okay. How much? I'm sorry. So how much exactly? Or can you get us a dollar amount?
And I'm sure I can get you a dollar spent to date and what we project through the end of the process, what it would cost or what it's costing.
Okay. All right, Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I know you're trying to get through this. You know, everyone's telling us that we should not be looking at a building right now, and right. I know Mr. High's done the work we told him to do, and I appreciate that. I do think we should let him give us a report on the cost of this thus far, but I think it would be a huge mistake for us to bring forward a consultant to start designing something when everyone is telling us not to do that. And I would just like to say, in the resolution that you're talking about, the lines 284 through 296 that I read also require a report. I don't think we've got that. Now, it may be that they're not ready to give us a report, and there was no time certain on that one, on having that report. And I think it really is going to take until we're further down the road on the redesign before they can even give us that report. But certainly before we start talking about hiring a consultant, we should have the report on all of these other alternatives. So if we're even thinking about getting a consultant, then I'm going to insist that we haven't finished yet, and we haven't gotten the report that the rest of the resolution called for. So I don't know how you want to handle it.
And that was the purpose of my question, was to find out what we need to do in order to kind of put... First of all, it troubles me that Mr. High is spending his operating budget to fulfill this, because there is money that's allocated in order to be able to do that. And my understanding as a member of the building committee was that that was going to happen. The second thing is that I agree with Supervisor Jurczyk. I'm not sure how the rest of the committee feels, but I don't think that at this particular time he should waste any more of his time and energy pursuing a contractor if this is kind of in the pump the brakes mode. And if we're working on the programming aspect of it, then I think we should... Unless Corporation Council tells us something different, and I remember asking specifically in committee whether or not us going out for an RFP meant that we then needed to hire somebody and get them started, and the answer was no. So that's kind of where I am. And Mr. High, you look like you have something to add.
Madam Chair, as far as the funding goes, if we expend funds to hire a consultant and we do planning but we don't build anything, then we can't use bonds for that. It becomes a tax levy expense.
Okay. All right. So what is the pleasure of the committee? Supervisor Rice?
Well, I think that we should take note of the input that we've received this morning. We've gotten feedback from the Combined Community Service Board and from the Mental Health Redesign Summit, and their direction, I think, is pretty clear. Future discussions on facility planning and potential construction projects should be responsive rather than instructive to forthcoming activities of the action teams and task force. So I think that's what we should await, is the report on the redesign, and that should drive the facility process.
Okay. And Ms. Collins, your analysis is that us doing that is, there's no issues with that.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, it's up to you if the committee is going to have a new board in a month. So if you want to clarify the policy and send a resolution to the board by the committee, that might be helpful. It might be helpful for staff to know specifically adapt the policy, what they need to do going forward, and what the new policy is. Otherwise, we could just wait. I'm sure the report we can have a report on money spent, and then the new committee can make a decision next month. It's really the pleasure.
Okay. Supervisor Jurczyk, well, Supervisor Neal.
Yeah. First of all, I want to make a motion to receive and place on file for full board the entire report and all the attachments, and I'd also like, you're going to do this for us, right?
Yes.
Could I have that made part of the report, the labeling of the entire complex from the aerial view, so everyone really gets a feeling for all these different wings? So first of all, I would like the board to receive all of that, and then where are we in the process with Paula Lucy? I think whatever we do going forward has to be connected to that piece. So what are we next going to get from Paula Lucy's group?
So we're continuing to meet. We're getting a proposal from the HSRI. So they were at our summit, and they heard from each of the action teams. And now we're going to be in implementation of the recommendations that are being put forth by the action teams. In HSRI, we're looking for a response from them on how they could help us through this process. So we're going through that process. So I would say that right now we're not ready to provide with a specific recommendation on the building. But as we go through this process, we build more capacity in the community, and we see what services can be provided in the community versus at our complex, over time we'll be able to give a better understanding of, a recommendation on a building.
Well, or not.
Right.
Could we make this a file for the task force to make as part of their review and still address, I would still be asking you to address 284 through 296 of that resolution, which asks you to look at other alternatives. Certainly you can still look at the file that Mr. Hyatt has prepared, but let's not forget that there's another report due and we haven't received that yet. And I'm not going to put a timeline on it because I don't think you can address this any more than you can address facility until you know where you're going with this. Right. But at least understand we're looking for a report for this entire be it resolved clause. I'm still waiting for that, but I'll put it as a subchapter under your redesign task force. And can we? I don't know if you need a formal resolution to do that, Madam Chair. Whatever the chair wants us to do, I'm happy to do. But I think that's the way we should approach it.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, in the original resolution that created the task force, the facility committee's final report was already referred to them. So theoretically, they should already be that should be in with the information that they're
looking at. Yeah. And as Director Colon kind of stated, we're really very far from being to the point where we can review the facility. So we got the initial HSRI. It was a verbal report that they gave us at our last meeting, and now they're taking it back, and they're going to do the, they're going to do the final report. They'll send that to us, and then the subcommittees have to go about doing the work of getting in line with what the HSRI people, they're kind of advising us as to, what specific areas we should be looking at and what we need to do first. So as long as this has been referred to them, then it is on their radar, and I know that it's something that we've actually discussed. Although really, and I guess you could get that from the letter that we got today, that nobody really is feeling like we're there yet. So
just so we don't forget the appropriate alternatives report, and that's what I'm going to call it, the appropriate alternatives report. We haven't received it yet. I don't think we can receive it, and Paula Lucy's committee needs to eventually address that.
Mm-hmm. That's actually something I wish would have been addressed by the building committee.
But it is in the same resolution, though.
Yeah. All right. Alex?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, there's also the fiscal work group that's working in conjunction with the Mental Health Redesign Task Force. And it has a larger group of people on it also that has discussed these issues. And so I think as we move forward, if both those two groups work together and we continue to meet as a fiscal work group, both your concerns on the resolution on that section, that alternatives in the building could be covered as the Mental Health Redesign Task Force comes forward with their recommendations, and the fiscal work group would then evaluate as their task to do in the resolution, the costs and the potential options for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sure Ms. Collins will keep you on track with that, too.
Yes, she's very good at that.
Definitely. All right. Mr.
Hyde. Madam Chair, Supervisor, I just want to be clear that our plan is to take this RFP selection or proposal selection process to its completion and come back with a report in May.
All right. Supervisor Mann?
That's why I wanted to stop the RFP process, because you made it very clear. You may go through this process. If we don't implement the RFP at the time, it will go back on, not on the bonding, it will go on to the tax roll, and we will not be able to afford any building at the time. So I prefer to take the RFP process and stop it right now until we decide which direction we are going.
So basically what you're saying, Mr. High, is that you're going to see the RFP process through, which means that you would go ahead and you would select the consultant. And then that consultant would be on hold until the redesign committee got finished. Here's my question, though, and I think this is the $20 million question. So this consultant that you're selecting, let's say that after the work of the redesign committee comes back, and I'm just pulling this number out of the air, so please don't quote me, please don't write it in the newspaper. Let's say
we are doing such a
great job, with our community linkages, that we now need a 60-bed facility instead of a 120-bed facility. Is this consultant still on board with doing that, or is the consultant on board with doing the hospital in the scope
of what it, you know, of what was submitted in the RFP that they responded to. And that's my concern. And that was my concern in doing an RFP period, is that I heard from one of my friends who's an architect and is doing a lot of work in the third ward, that this was a huge, she, her word was ginormous, and that this was a ginormous building. And so if we, after this entire process, come out with a less than ginormous building, is this consultant still the best person to design that building for us? And are they still interested in designing that building for us?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, we do a quality-based selection, and the cost of their proposal is it's included in the criteria in evaluating the most qualified, but it's not a big piece of the qualification process. If the scope was changed, our plan would be to negotiate a different scope with that consultant that was most qualified. Okay. We'd look at that and decide whether that made sense or not. And if there were some reason where we thought those negotiations fell apart, we would probably go to the second then, that most qualified. But we wouldn't have a contract in place until we had a scope that had a consensus on.
Okay. And this RFP just covers a new build. So if we were to, or if Supervisor Juris Extreme came true, and we were to decide that we were going to remodel the existing facility, is this consultant then, you know, amenable to that as well?
That's my nightmare, actually.
Oh, your nightmare? Okay.
Her nightmare comes true.
My dream is that we have an authority and get out of the business.
Oh.
Madam Chair, I
that dream alone.
I guess what we would do is look at whatever scope is agreed upon,
okay,
and look at the scope that we had put out there and see, okay, if it was significantly changed enough that we really feel that we need to go out and do another RFP.
All right. Okay. So what's going to happen from here is that you will go ahead, you'll interview the top three consultants, you will pick your number one, and then that person will just kind of put on ice.
Madam Chair, correct.
Okay. RFP is already done. RFP is done, responded to. We get our six. We've gotten it down to our top three. No?
Just the six proposals are still being evaluated.
Okay. But we will get it down to our top three. Then we'll do an interview. We'll get it down to numero uno, and then we'll go from there. And that,
yes,
person will be put on ice.
Yes.
And we're not obligated to do anything else with that. Okay. All right. Wonderful. Is there anything else from the committee? I just received a card from Ms. Beckard. Go ahead and come on up. Thank you all very much. I'm just sick that we wasted his money right there.
Thank you, Chairwoman West and members of the committee. First, I want to thank you for all of the insightful comments that I've heard today, and really supportive of what I've heard from the board in terms of that we need to be more reflective and better understand what the needs and the overall vision for the system is before deciding if we need a building, and if so, what the needs are. You know, I thought that the comment that Supervisor Mayo made regarding the consultant, you know, what was an important one. Part of what concerns me is that what kind of expertise does a consultant need to have? Because this RFP was for a traditional psychiatric hospital, a nursing home, and an ICF, the Hilltop unit. And the idea that we're going to have one building where all these things are together, I think, is something that we should, you know, be looking at very seriously. Are we going to remain in the nursing home business at all? I mean, I think each of these are different issues, and we may end up, if we have a building, looking at something very different. Maybe it's that we need more crisis resource centers or more crisis respite centers and not a traditional psychiatric hospital, nursing home, ICF at all. And wouldn't that make a difference in terms of the kind of consultant that would have the expertise that would be helpful to us in moving forward? So I think that we really do need to, you know, everything should be on the table. We shouldn't be coming into this with any assumptions. We really We need to be good stewards of the precious dollars that we have here and of the needs in the community, which are so great, you know, to make sure that we make the smartest investment that's going to have the greatest impact for people. So I just worry about this process, given that our resources are so limited, continuing to use up some funding that could better be spent in be invested in the larger redesign process so that we do it right and we come up with the right model. And then at that time, you know, if that process includes looking at a new building, it would be appropriate to decide on what kind of a consultant is needed. So I just wanted to share those thoughts with you. And again, thank you for all the comments that you made this morning and your dedication to doing this right. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Well, there's a motion to place on file.
Okay. Is that what you were going to say?
No, I have a question for clarity purposes, Madam Chair and committee members. I have that we're expecting three different reports, a report on costs so far, a report on appropriate alternatives, and then a report from the fiscal work group as far as timeline. What are we looking at? When are we expecting these reports back? Are we expecting them back?
I can talk about the one that I talked about, the alternatives. I asked that it be referred
on.
To...
Sorry, just a second.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
All right. We are expecting two reports back. The first one on the cost so far that's been incurred by Mr. High's department. And then the second one is coming from the redesign committee, which is the report that Supervisor Jurisic is referencing, which is lines 284 through 296 in the resolution. And that report is not necessarily immediately forthcoming because it has to deal, again, the work of the programming has to be done before we can go ahead and address this. So this is kind of like alternatives to building a new facility. And so we need to figure out what's happening with that first. So there are two reports outstanding. The first one from Mr. High, he could probably get for us for next month.
Okay.
Or for someone for next month. And then the other report is forthcoming.
Okay.
We'll be at the call of the chair. Correct? All right, then. Okay. We do have a motion to receive and place on file. If there's no other comments or questions from committee, Madam Chair, or Madam Clerk, on that motion, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jurisic.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
All right. This is our last meeting of the 2008 term for the County Board. I want to thank all of you for being a member of this committee and for working with me, getting things done and putting up with me. I also want to thank Ms. Collins and Ms. Knapp for being outstanding and always getting things done, as well as all the departments and department heads, Director Cologne. It's been a pleasure. And I wish you all continued success in whatever your path is, and good luck with your elections for those of you who have them. And it's been a pleasure.
We want to thank Madam Chair for all her work, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.